USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri got under the skin of the Chinese government this week by proposing a bill putting sanctions on President Xi Jinping for Beijing's human rights abuses toward the Uyghurs in the communist country. The Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. then sent a furious 800-word email dated Monday in response to what it called arrogant and a despicable bill. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told President Biden that Georgia's Senate race is going downhill for Democrats. Remarks were made Thursday that were caught on a hot mic. This as the Unite Georgia bus tour in Cummings, Georgia, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, criticized Herschel Walker's opponent, Senator Warnock, by highlighting the fact that he has not changed things for the better in the 2 years he's been in the Senate. Graham also criticized the Democrats for labeling everything Republican as racist.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker, because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist. And if you're a Republican, aren't you being tired of being called a racist all the time?
As advertised, Elon Musk closed escrow on Twitter Thursday and began removing leadership and lawyers from the social media company that has been accused of censoring Americans and political bias. Musk said Twitter should be warm and welcoming to all and enable users to choose the experience they want to have. Twitter's CEO, CFO, and a team of lawyers got the axe, as the company is now private and no longer answers to anyone but Elon. A deputy with the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office has been arrested and charged with trafficking and selling guns that were used in a murder. The United States Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania announced 29-year-old Samir Ahmad of Philadelphia was taken into custody October 19th. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The Santa Fe, New Mexico Sheriff's Office completed its investigation Thursday into the fatal Rust shooting that left a cinematographer dead. And criminal charges against those involved, including Alec Baldwin, may be imminent. Heather Brewer, the spokesman for Santa Fe's top prosecutor, said in an email the prosecutor will be focusing on upholding the integrity of the process, enforcing the laws of the state of New Mexico, and pursuing justice. Another supply chain crisis could be heading to America next month as a second railroad union rejects President Biden's offer.
A second railroad union on Wednesday voted against a tentative labor agreement negotiated in part by the Biden administration. It's an effort to avoid a nationwide rail strike in November that would endanger the national supply chain. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Steil speaks about a possible strike on Fox Business.
This is the Biden administration further demonstrating their incompetence and kicking the can down the road past the midterms. Past the midterms, we're facing the headwinds of a potential rail strike.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is urging negotiations to avoid a shutdown, which could halt around 40% of the United States' long-distance trade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It is Friday, October 28th. What makes today so special? It is National Chocolate Day. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.